USA Radio News with Wendy King.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says Hurricane Dorian's impact on places such as Charleston has not been as bad as they expected.
Because the high tide and the wind and the rain did not all happen in different directions at the same time. We were spared several feet of water.
He lifted the mandatory evacuation order for the three counties since the bulk of the storm has passed. Dorian is moving through the Carolinas, and it did set off some tornadoes. There's been severe flooding and some power outages. North Carolina's Governor Roy Cooper is worried about a direct hit along the Outer Banks.
We have about 1,500 people in shelters throughout eastern North Carolina. We expect those numbers to increase.
Dorian devastated the northern Bahamas as it moved over the islands earlier this week, causing at least 20 deaths and wrecking about 13,000 homes. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.